京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audio-Visual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
松英语名作欣赏，欧亨利短篇小说。
O. Henry's short stories. The Last Leaf. 1. Pneumonia strikes. In a little district west of Washington Square, the streets have run crazy and have broken the district into strange shapes. This district is called Greenwich Village. An artist once discovered a valuable feature of this district. On such streets, it is very likely that a bill collector with a bill for paints, paper, and canvas would get lost while trying to find the address of the artist who owes him money. So, artists came in large numbers to quaint old Greenwich Village. At the top of an ugly three-story brick apartment building, Sue and Johnsy rented a small studio. Sue was from Maine. Johnsy was from California. They had met at a small cafe on 8th Street, and found that their tastes in art, food, and clothes were so much alike that they decided to rent a place together. That was in May. In November, a cold, unseen stranger whom the doctors called pneumonia came to Greenwich Village, touching people here and there with his icy fingers. A small woman with blood thinned by the warm California sun was no match for the tough and deadly illness. Johnsy got pneumonia, and it made her very ill. She lay, hardly moving, on her iron-framed bed, looking through the small window at the brick wall of the building next door. One morning, the busy doctor invited Sue into the hallway. His eyes were sad under his bushy gray eyebrows.
She has one chance in, let us say, 10,
he said, as he looked at his clinical thermometer.
And that chance depends on her will to live. Sometimes when people give up trying to live, it doesn't matter what medicines I give. Your friend has decided, for some reason, that she is not going to get well. Is she worried about anything?
Continued the doctor.
She wanted to paint the Bay of Naples someday, said Sue.
Paint? Nonsense! Does she have any important worries, like about a man, for instance?
A man? Asked Sue, with a touch of sarcasm in her voice. Is a man worth dying for? But no, doctor, there is nothing of the kind.
Well, she is weak,
said the doctor.
I will do all that science, as I understand it, can accomplish. But whenever my patient begins to count the days until her own funeral, I subtract 50% from the power of medicine to cure. If you could get her to ask one question about the new winter clothing styles, I will promise you a 1 in 5 chance for her instead of 1 in 10.
After the doctor had gone, Sue went into the workroom and cried her eyes dry. Then she walked carelessly into Johnsy's room with her drawing board, whistling a popular and lively tune. Johnsy lay, scarcely making a move under the bedsheets, with her face toward the window. Sue stopped whistling
thinking she was asleep. Sue arranged her board and began a pen and ink drawing to illustrate a magazine story. Young artists must find their ways to true art by drawing pictures for magazine stories that young authors must write to find their ways to true literature. As Sue was sketching a pair of elegant trousers and a cowboy hat on the figure of the hero, an Idaho cowboy, she heard a low sound, several times repeated. She went quickly to the bedside. Johnsy's eyes were open wide. She was looking out the window and counting backward.
12,
she said, and a little later, 11, and then 10, and 9, and then 8, and 7, almost together. Sue looked curiously out the window. What was there to count? There was only a bare, dreary yard to be seen, and the blank side of the brick building 8 meters away. An old, old ivy vine climbed halfway up the brick wall. The cold breath of autumn had blown its leaves from the branches. "What is it, dear?" asked Sue.
6,
said Johnsy, in almost a whisper.
"They're falling faster now. 3 days ago, there were almost 100. It made my head ache to count them. But now it's easy. There goes another one. There are only 5 left now."
5 what, dear? Tell your Susie.
"Leaves on the ivy vine. When the last one falls, I must go too. I've known that for 3 days. Didn't the doctor tell you?"
"Oh, I've never heard of such nonsense," complained Sue, with magnificent scorn. "What do old ivy leaves have to do with your getting well? And you used to love that vine, you silly girl. Why, the doctor told me this morning that your chances for getting well very soon were... let's see exactly what he said. He said the chances were 10 to 1. Why, that's almost as good a chance as we have in New York when we ride on the subway or walk past a new building. Try to eat some soup now and let Susie go back to her drawing so she can sell it to the editor. Then I'll buy some port wine for my sick friend and pork chops for my own greedy self."
"You don't have to get any more wine,"
said Johnsy, keeping her eyes fixed out the window.
"There goes another. No, I don't want any broth. That leaves just 4. I want to see the last one fall before it gets dark. Then I'll go too."
"Johnsy, dear," said Sue, bending over her, "will you promise me to keep your eyes closed and not to look out the window until I am done working? I must hand those drawings in by tomorrow. I need the light, or I would draw the shade down."
"Couldn't you draw in the other room?"
asked Johnsy coldly. "I'd rather be here by you," said Sue. "Besides, I don't want you to keep looking at those silly ivy leaves."
"Tell me as soon as you have finished,"
said Johnsy, closing her eyes and lying white and still as a fallen statue.
"Because I want to see the last one fall. I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of thinking. I want to let go of everything and go sailing down, down, just like one of those poor, tired leaves."
"Try to sleep," said Sue. "I must call Berman up to be my model for the old Western miner. I'll be right back. Don't move until I come back."